in the world? You can't handle God. Who you the coronavirus? You can't handle my God. And guess, and I'm gonna say it again for the benefit of those who are listening to me. God is on the inside of you. God is on the inside of me. And he's bigger than any devil, you see. He's bigger than any problem that comes your way. So I'm telling you, rise up in your faith and take courage today. Take your stand on God's promises, on the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. He could not be defeated because God, who's in back of him? He defeated every enemy that took from him the very armor that he was trusting in. He stripped Satan. Jesus said out of his own mouth in Revelation, I have the keys of hell and death. Didn't he say it? He stripped from Satan every authority he had over mankind on this earth. Oh, he's here on the lease of Adam, but he soon will be put away. That troublemaker going to be put away for good. But in the meanwhile, we got work to do, and while he's trying to call you trouble, you rise up in your faith and get the job done, because we got that many other must know this truth. Many other, God want his family. God want his church. He want his body. That's what he want. And so he wants you to rise up and go and tell the good news in spite of all the regulation being put out, all those things. And in spite of that, we still gonna tell it. I want to say it again. We got all kind of regulation. I know they're doing the best they can trying to get it under control. But I'm telling you, we know a God who has got it under control. Did you hear me? And so we gonna help them in the name of Jesus, because we know how to go in the throne room. We know how to talk things over with God. We know how to come out of that throne room with answer, with power, with direction from the head of the church to tell men that Jesus is coming soon. He's coming for those who've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. He's coming because his enemy is going to be put away for good and forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Let me read you Matthew, the 28th chapter. Listen to this. This is our assignment. Matthew 28:18. I'm going to read this again, this particular portion of scripture. I'm going to read it from the New American, not the New American, the American Standard Bible. American Standard Bible. Listen to it. Verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all authority. How much? All authority. Not some. All. Now listen to this. I want you to listen real carefully to what he said and what he did. You need to hear what he said and you need to hear what he did. He said, all authority is given unto me. Where? In heaven and where? And in earth, which is on earth. In heaven and on earth. Right?
Right.
And then the very next word came out of his mouth, go. If we didn't have authority, why would he send us out there like lambs among wool? If we didn't have the authority to go, why would he send us out there and get our head chopped off? No, because we have authority to go in all earth and no man can stop us. No demon can stop us. No disease can stop us. No trouble can stop us. Nobody big enough to stop God. I'm going to say it again. That's why he said, go ye therefore. And see, that's why we're doing what we're doing. Go ye therefore and make disciples. Train the rest of them. People, we got believers who do not know, who are young. When a baby's born into the family, that family member protect that baby till that baby grows up and become mature enough to be responsible for himself. Did you hear what I said? And we got babies in the body of Christ, and we're going to protect them with the word of God, Amen. The blood of Jesus, till they grow up. And that's why we're here, so they can, that's what he's saying. Teach them. Go ye therefore and teach them. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations. Make a disciple mean a follower of Christ. That we'll follow God, not the world, not this all this stuff that's going on. We're going to follow Jesus. Yes. Make disciples because we know where we're going. We know what we're doing. We are doing the truth and we know who we are. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ye therefore and make disciples of what? All nations. He's telling how to do it. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to do what? To observe all things. Observe all things. Teaching them to observe. And don't let that devil in your household. We are the body of Christ. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. No devil had no business coming in defiling your body with whatever he has, because you've been bought by the blood of Jesus. You belong to Jesus. You've been washed in the blood. You got an owner. You got a father. You got someone who cares for you. You have a family. And your family and your father is God. Jesus is Lord. And the Holy Spirit is your teacher, your helper, amen, your guide, your instructor. Hallelujah. To teach you, lead you, and guide you, and inform you, and make you aware that you observe, you know what to do and what not to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. He never told us to run behind and fear the devil and run and took tail. He never told us to run from the enemy. He told us to go and tell the truth about Jesus being risen. And that he conquered the world. What you mean? The world of darkness. That world that Satan created. The world that he owns. He been conquered by Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 He said, why did he say that? Because, listen to this one. Because 1 John 4:4, you, the King James said, ye are of God, little children. Who are you from? Who are you of? God. You are of God, little children. And what? Have overcome them. And what tent did that have? That means I'm not going to. I'm not about to. I have already done so. I have already done so, because he said, and have overcome them.
Yes, sir.
What's that now? I have overcome them. Who? The devil, yes. Demon, evil spirit, cohorts of darkness, all works of evil. I have not, I'm going to. I have already. Why? The fact that I am of God. The fact that I'm born of God, that when I got born again, I had overcome them. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That mean when I know this truth and walk in the light, they can't rule no part of my life. And I'm a three-part being. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. And Satan can't rule none of it, because God owns it all. And when I submit to God and obey him, he said, the number of your days I will fulfill. Didn't he say it?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So have overcome them. Why? Because greater is he that is in you. Who is greater in you?